Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, everyone, or Merry Christmas Eve. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. I'm News Director Robert Woolsey, and once again, it is my infinite honor to welcome Santa Claus himself to the studio. How are you, sir?
Oh, Rob, it's great to be with you once again on Christmas Eve. I love coming to Sitka this time of year. I love all the little boys and girls of Sitka, Alaska. They've just been remarkably good all year long.
I don't know how you find the time, but I appreciate the fact that you do, because this is obviously, it's the busiest day of
busy,
the year for you.
Busy day, Rob, but I always love to make a little time on my way. I do a quick round of the earth right before Christmas just to check conditions. And on my way back to the pole to saddle up and to make sure everything's ready, I like to stop by Sitka because you've just got an amazing percentage of nice young people here.
Yeah, our statistics are good,
up
I assume.
High, just great. What?
Sorry, the studio's in use right now. We've got Santa Claus.
Santa?
Young lady.
Is that
sorry.
You?
Would you mind? We are in the middle of an interview.
She's
with
a darling.
This
young
is important.
Girl.
I must talk to Santa Claus.
Go ahead.
It's community radio. All right. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes. Hello, Santa. My name is Artemis Smart.
Artemis.
I'm 14 years old. And I have a very important request for you.
Well, just go ahead. Would you like a pony this year, Artemis?
No. Well,
a doll?
Maybe. But more importantly, did you or did you not receive a letter from Greta Thunberg this year?
Let me take a look.
Oh, yeah.
Greta Thunberg from Sweden.
16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg.
Yes, I have it right here. A 28-page letter with, let me look, 75 pages of footnotes.
This letter, which many of us youth activists have signed onto, so she says...
Go ahead. Yeah, I have her letter. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yule Tomten, which I assume is how you say Santa Claus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yule Tomten.
In Sweden. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Yule Tomten, this is all wrong. I should be writing a very different letter to you right now. I should be writing to ask for a pony or a new life jacket.
I saw that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead, this year I am writing to ask you for the most important gift you will ever give. I'm asking you to heed
wooden
the wishes
shoes
of millions of children all over the world who want nothing but a secure future on a healthy planet.
How did Greta release this letter, Ms. Smart?
Youth climate activists are connected on a social network system. And tweeted out early this morning. And it's already on TikTok as a music video. And soon to be, I'm sure, viral on YouTube.
TikTok. I was thinking about making her a clock.
Santa and Miss Smart, our general manager, Becky Myers, is outside the studio. She's holding up a sign. She says that we have a call from London.
London?
Wow.
Of all places. And she'd like us to take it. Hello, you're on the morning interview with Santa Claus.
Hello. Hi, Rob. Hello, Artemis. And Santa, I believe we had discussed no press before the holiday. I thought was our agreement.
Oh, I'm sorry, who is this, please?
Excuse me. I am, my name is Periwinkle Rumpelteaser. I am a senior analyst and partner with the Blitzen Group. We are a North Pole-based consultancy firm, and we help groups and industries around the world achieve their maximum efficiency and operating power.
We call him Periwinkle Rumpel Squeezer up at the North Pole.
No apologies for the realities of my job. I have a very
shaking
important
like jelly question again. Sorry, Rumpel Squeezer.
So, Mr. Rumpelteaser, if I could ask, why does Santa need a consultancy? I mean, it seems like he's got an efficient organization already, and can you make the North Pole more efficient without, drawing on more resources and using more energy?
Well, that's a very good question, Rob. And what I would say to that is when I came on board, when Blitzen Group first started working with the North Pole, the organization was more or less in shambles. They were giving away thousands of toys every year at no profit. Nothing was coming in. And we saw an opportunity there to turn, to streamline this entire process and then make cash flow come in. And the first stage of that is a overproduction, a mass production of toys to flood the market and get people more or less addicted to our services. That's stage one. Obviously, we would like to try to do that in an eco-friendly, in a sustainable.
Why would you use more energy than needed?
Well, we have an incredible source of methane gas with the reindeer, and we have a good amount of energy at the North Pole with all the magic powers, but there is just simply no way to grow this operation while being in line with the incredibly strict guidelines that Ms. Thunberg is recommending.
If you actually read our letters, you'd see that we don't want presents this year. We want action. We want you to take action to show the leaders of the world that we need to do something to stop the climate crisis before it's too late. And soon it will be too late. And the elves at the North Pole are already experiencing the hardship of climate change. I mean, the Arctic elf species is adapted to live in the very harsh climate of the North Pole. And they're experiencing heat waves. You're going to need to install air conditioning if you can keep those guys working.
Let's just say I've bought some property, and I'm looking forward to that becoming a beachfront, if you know what I mean.
We've got to include Greta in our long-range planning. I've been thinking of making her an elf, actually. And if Greta doesn't want to become an elf, if she doesn't want to take on management production and become one of the most important elves and production assistants at the North Pole, there's nothing more I can do about it.
Ms. Smart, are you going to be taking this message back to Greta?
Oh, I'm live feeding right now where she's already got the message. Curious, people are texting in, what would it be like to be an elf at the North Pole?
All red peppermint and all the hot chocolate you ever would want, and pointy ears. And a little bit of shrinkage. And the higher you go in the hierarchy, the fatter you get.
Mr. Rumpelteazer, are we headed towards compromise here in this interview?
I'm afraid that if Santa is not willing to show any profit-minded thinking or any willingness to try to make this a lucrative operation, then the Blitzen Group is going to have to withdraw their consultancy. I just met with the Easter Bunny at the Green Fields of Eternal Spring, and I'm on my way now to the Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudi royal family. So we have plenty of new clients. We won't be helping Santa try to turn his operation around. But as far as I know, there's always room at the North Pole for more elves. Although it is non-union work, I would like to make that clear.
Rumpelteazer, come on back. And you know how much you love the hot cocoa with the marshmallows just the way you like it, kind of melting down into that huge cup that's always hot, always warm, all day long. Come on, Periwinkle. You know you want to come back. We miss
I
you
will
so
consider
much.
It.
Well, we're going to say goodbye to Periwinkle Rumpelteazer with the Blitzen Group because I know you're a busy elf and you have places to go. And I hope you and Santa do mend fences.
Thank you for taking my call, Rob. Much appreciated.
All right. Safe travels.
We want you to come back, Perry.
Santa, that is a beautiful sentiment. And
are you going to get on my case again?
I mean no disrespect to either you or Ms. Smart here, but we've done this interview for many years now, but never has a child ever been in the room or actually witnessed you here. We have a containment problem, I think is what I'm suggesting. I believe that whatever consultant is assisting you in the future is going to suggest that something be done magically now to assist us with concluding this in a way that doesn't create mayhem out on the streets. The
we
moment
have to wipe her memory clean.
What happens when you're putting presents under the tree and a child comes out and sees you? What's the procedure?
It involves cookies and milk. I'll just say that.
Cookies?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't my cell phone have service anymore?
Just stare into that cell phone, Miss Smart, and soon you will have that taste of fresh cookie and milk on your lips and down your throat, and you won't remember a thing about this interview.
You do accept cookies, don't you?
I love cookies.
I can smell them. I can smell them from here.
Just close your eyes, dear.
Santa Claus, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. A totally unexpected turn of events here.
Well, Rob, don't you worry a bit. I've got your Christmas letter here, and you're going to have a happy new year, too, because I'm bringing all of this.
Really?
It'll be under your tree.
Well, Santa, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And if it's within my power, I'll see if I can deliver.
All right. And just, again, to all you kids out here in Sitka, Alaska, I'm so proud of you. You've all been very good, and you've all been kind and loving, and Santa loves you, too.
Oh, yeah. Could I have one of those cookies, too?
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and all of your friends and family.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if it won't be here next year.